The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Jonathan Healy in for Ivan Yates this evening. Restaurants are being urged to trim their portions after researchers found almost 9 in 10 main meals contained more calories than were recommended. Now, this was a study carried out in the UK, but it probably will directly translate given that most of these chains operate here as well. The average main dish in a sit-down restaurant had 1,033 calories compared to 751 calories in the average fast food meal. But what do restaurateurs think of limiting portion sizes? JP McMahon is a chef and a restaurateur in Galway. JP, good evening.
Hi, how's it going?
Are you surprised by this?
No, not really. I mean, in terms of the fast food and the chains, I'd expect the calorie content to be quite high. And I think in some respects that, I mean, calories in those type of restaurants are a good barometer. But I suppose for me, I don't think, particularly in terms of my own restaurants, like independent ones, I don't think calories are the best way of thinking about food or teaching people about food.
Well, I'd imagine you equate calories with taste, do you?
No, but not necessarily. I mean, for me, I mean, calories is like a scientific measurement of the energy, which doesn't include, I mean, the provenance of the food, the nutritional value of the food. I mean, you can have a calorie heavy food that is not nutritional, which you could say fast food is predominantly is calorie heavy, but does not have a lot of nutrition in that. So, I mean, I think it's in some respects it is a good barometer, but I don't know if it's the best way to be thinking about food. I mean, it has worked in, I mean, I know in New York now they have it. If you own more than 3 restaurants that are the same, you're required to put calories on the menu. So if you have a chain, but if you have an independent restaurant, you don't. And like, I suppose it's difficult because how do you police it? And how do you know when you go into a fast food restaurant, if they say their burger has 580 calories, how do you know that to be so? I mean, who's policing it and where was it tested and who's cooking it? And there's many, many questions around it, you know.
Look, for me, it's a very odd starting point because it almost assumes that people eat out the whole time, that it's always the chipper or it's always McDonald's or Burger King or one of these other restaurants that they quoted. Whereas in reality, if you do go and have a meal out like that, it's the exception rather than the rule. So live a little. Come on. There's no point in paying money for crap food.
Absolutely, I would agree. I mean, I think the last thing on your mind when you go out for a meal to celebrate something is calories. I mean, I know you have to be conscious of overeating and also of overdrinking, but I mean, when you go out, I don't think people go out more than they don't go out. I mean, I think we're still getting used to, as a culture, to eating out more. But I still think, by and large, most people don't go out every night of the week. I mean, if once a week, you might be lucky, or once a month.
Well, you'd be fat as a house if you went out every night.
No, I absolutely, and I'm more worried about the educational aspect. And if you pigeonhole food into calories, then does it really matter where something comes from anymore? What about the air miles? Mm. What about the environmental? What about the local economic aspect? Like, it's just, if you only look at food in a calorific way, then everything goes out the window. And I think we should be putting our resources into food education. If we want to tackle obesity, which is, I presume, the reason why we're talking about calories, is because we have like an epidemic of obesity, probably, like in the Western world. But I think that comes down to food education. You can go through your whole life and never learn how to cook and never learn how to eat, and you will pretty much, I suppose, probably eat out in fast food restaurants all the time.
Well, look, speaking of somebody who's lost 2 stone in the last 4 or 5 months, the only way it happened was I stopped eating crap. And, and it wasn't that I said it, we never went to restaurants and we didn't have takeaways. I just didn't finish the takeaway, or when I went to the restaurant, I was slightly conscious about what I was buying. I didn't go for the fattiest, unhealthiest thing on the menu. So it's not all down to this. It is about, there is a connection between what you put in your gob and whether you get fat or not. So you shouldn't really deprive yourself of the good things in life if your ultimate goal is to be thin.
No, and a lot of the times people associate fat with fat, and predominantly what makes you put on a lot of weight is actually sugar and not fat. And that's an important thing. I mean, I lost a lot of weight myself, and it was from actually limiting sugar in my diet. Mm. And it not necessarily limiting fat. I mean, when you take sugars out of it, it's a lot harder to consume fat, because most of the things you think about are dessert and things like that have fat in them. They also have an awful lot of sugar. But I do agree in terms of like trying to eat less, and we still in Ireland use value or use size as a equated with value. We say, "Oh, that's a great feed." I mean, people still say that to us, and I mean, I think we should be a little bit more conscious of the amount that we eat. And in our tapas bar, Cava, we noticed that a lot of our food waste was waste actually coming back from the customer, because we limited it in the kitchen. But I suppose people have a tendency to overorder because it's tapas. And I suppose that we feel now, I mean, I say to all the guys, we'll tell people it's 2 to 3 per portion. And if you want to order more, if you're hungry, then order more. But there's no point in ordering 10 each and then going,
I really hope your accountant's not listening. If they order 10 each, you make a fortune.
I know, my accountant's worst nightmare, because I believe in ethics. But I know, but I think
all accountants are ethical, by the way. Just carrying that proviso.
I'm only joking. Absolutely. No, but I think you have to strike a balance between feeding people for pleasure, running a business, but then also, what's the point in people overeating, and then you clear the table and you put it all in the bin, and then it goes into food waste, and then you've got another problem.
Can I tell you, I have changed an opinion on something, which is calories on menus, because if I see a calorie count on a menu now, I've started tuning in to what's there, and I go, I'm not having that, because there's 800 calories in that. I'm going to go for the 500 calorie option instead. And all of you in the restaurant, Tate, said, that's terrible. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. It's a disgrace. I think it's a good thing, because you can make a conscious decision based on what's in front of you.
Like, I do think in terms of fast food and chains, I absolutely agree with you. I just don't know how feasible it is in small independent restaurants, how to measure it, and then how to consistently measure it when you have individual chefs cooking, because cooking is an art form as well. Whereas in a fast food restaurant or a chain, it's a very, very precise scientific thing. Everything has been weighed out, and there's very little individuation in the cooking process. So I do agree with you, and I think it's good for kids if they are eating out. And a lot more kids are eating fast food. I see it every day, because kids have more disposable income. So that worries me as well, when you can go down for your lunch and you have a secondary school student that can eat curry chips every single day, and they're like zero notion of how many calories in it, or if there's any nutrition in it at all.
Yeah, but I mean, are we storing up a lot of problems with that, though? Because let's face it, the biggest fast food outlets are convenience stores, and they're out the door every single lunchtime with kids in uniforms.
Absolutely, that is like, I see that all over Galway, and I'm sure it's the same in Dublin. And like, to think when I was a kid, you had like a sandwich. But like now, it's just like, it just seems to be, everything seems to be wrapped up in grease with no nutrition. Like, there isn't a vegetable to be seen anywhere. It's literally it's fast food that has been reheated. And I have nothing against really good burgers and fried chicken and all that, but I think when you make them either yourself or you go to a place that gives them a bit of love, I think there's a difference in that. And they're the kind of places that you probably go to less often than if you have a fast food or chain. I mean, the problem in London is with chains is very, very bad, particularly with secondary school kids. And I've talked to chefs over there, and in 20 years' time, we're going to have a lot of problem, I think, with diabetes and that, you know.
Okay, JP McMahon, a restaurateur based in Galway, 2 to 3 rounds of tapas each. That'll do you, never mind what the accountant says. JP, thank you very much.